We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies, everywhere in the world, for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
Fortunate are we to be co-inhabitants with the amazing animals that grace and color our planet.
In countless ways, they add beauty and joy to our lives.
Their nobility through unconditional love, loyalty, and heroic life-saving actions is a constant source of wonder and inspiration.
What would our world be like without our fun and intelligent animal friends?
We simply cannot imagine it.
Thanks be to the Providence for all the cherished animals.
May we always honor their God-given precious lives as we honor a part of ourselves.
Blessed viewers, and welcome to Noteworthy News, constructive news for a better world.
Constructive news for a peaceful world. Please join us anytime on Supreme Master Television. Our programs can be viewed 24 hours a day, 7 days a week on 14 satellite platforms that reach hundreds of millions of households around the world. In Europe, Eurobird 1 at 28.5 degrees east, Astro 1 and Hotbird 6. In England, Wales, Scotland, Northern Ireland, and the Republic of Ireland, Sky TV Channel 835. Australia and New Zealand, Optus D2, Africa, Intelsat 10K U-band and Intelsat 10C band. The Middle East and Northern Africa, Eurobird 2 and Hotbird 6. Asia, Intelsat 10C band, ABS, Asiasat 5 and Asiasat 3S. North America, Galaxy 19. Central and South America, Hispasat 1C and Intelsat 805.
In addition, Supreme Master Television is available on the following 95 cable and IPTV networks, as well as 18 online video channels of live streaming and on-demand programs.
In Cameroon, in Bamenda, Channel 26 on Cameroon Cable Network Plus. In Limbe and Environ, Channel 40 on CSSAT. In Douala, Channel 56 on Vision Cable TV. In Bouet, Channel 57 on Medium Network Service, or MNS. In Kumba, Channel 23 on SIAT Kumba. In Bafou, Channel 01 on Basatcom Bafou. In Bafoussam, Channel 30 on BlendoSat. In Adea, Channel 37 on Ite Blessimong Aserna. In Inkong Samba, Channel 54 on MJSat. In Chang, Channel 44 on OrbitSat International. In Manjo, in Channel 45 on VisioSat Plus.
In Brazil, in São Gonçalo, Rio de Janeiro, Channel 37 on TV Costa Veja. In Chile, in Santiago, Channel 33 on Puente Alto TV and Channel 6 on Quilicura TV. In Provincia de Cordillera, Channel 35 on Provincia de Cordillera TV. In Provincia de Linares, Channel 2 on Retiro TV. In Provincia del Maipo Buin, Paine, and San Bernardo Calera de Tango, Channel 62 on TVO TV.
In Colombia, in Guarandá Sucre, Channel 28 on Guarandá TV. In Huachata, Cundinamarca, Channel 33 on Huachata TV. In Ubaté, Cundinamarca, Channel 38 on Cableba TV.
In Bogotá, in Villa Mayor and Aledaños, Channel 44 on Via Visión de Villa Mayor. In Ciudadela, Ciudad Tunal, Channel 31 on ASO Parabólica Tunal Cable Company. In Localidad Engativá, UPZ, Boyacá Real, Las Ferias, and Santa Cecilia, Channel 43 on Tele Boyacá Real Cable Company. And Channel 62 on Tele Morisco Cable Company. In Candelaria La Nueva, San Francisco, and Arborizadora, Channel 46 on TV Candelaria Cable Company. In Localidad 9, Chapinero Kilometro 5.5 La Calera, Channel 51 on Cima TV Cable Company. In Localidad Fontibón and Localidad Barrios Unidos, Channel 41 on Teleunidos. In Kennedy, Channel 55 on Litemar. In Zona 10, Channel 52 on Tele 10. In Nuevo Kennedy, 1, 2, and 3, Paraíso, Casablanca, 32 and 33, Urbanización 25, 26, and 27, Channel 43 on Pacanuc. In Zona 10, Engativá, 10 Barrios, Channel 29 on Tele Reliquia. In Ciudad Bolívar, Channel 73 on ATV La Estancia. In Alamos Norte, Channel 68 on TV Alamos. In Achi Bolívar, Channel 29 on Achi TV. In Mahagual Sucre, Channel 32 on Mahagual TV. And in Sucre Sucre, Channel 31 on Sucre TV.
In Costa Rica, in Teleran Nuevo Arenal, in La Fortuna de San Carlos, Channel 20 on Cable Arenal de Lago, SA. In Buriscal, Mora, in Ocosta, Channel 78 on Cable Visión de Occidente. In Puerto Jiménez, Channel 35 on Cable Corcovado. In Distrito Central Buenos Aires, Provincia de Puntarenas, Channel 62 on Cable Brunca TV.
In the Dominican Republic, in Tireo, El Rio, and Las Palmas, Channel 81 on División Visión. In Constanza, Channel 81 on Telecable Nicabaña. In Provincia María Trinidad Sánchez, Channel 85 on TDN. In Distrito Nacional and Provincia Santo Domingo, Channel 88 Analog System and Channel 288 Digital System on Éxito Visión. In Las Matas de Farfán, Channel 31 on Matos Aguas Visas Televisión. In Santo Domingo Norte, Distrito Nacional and Santo Domingo Oeste, Channel 46 on Telecable Dominicano. In Provincia de Higüe, Channel 30 on TV Arcoiris. In Sabana de la Mar, Channel 72 on Joditel. In Monte Plata Province, Channel 25 on Cablevisión Yamasá. In San Cristóbal Province, Channel 75 on Crispel Cablevisión. And in Puerto Plata Province, Channel 29 on Telecable La Unión S.A.
In Paraguay, in Valleme, Channel 24 on Video Cable. In Encarnación, Channel 03 on Itaqua Cablevisión. In Santa Rosa del Aguaray, Channel 21 on Cablevisión. In Chore, Channel 27 on Chore Video Cable. In Santani, Channel 30 on Tapiraguay Cable Company. In Asunción, Channel 70 on TIT Cable TV. In Mingaguazú, Channel 44 on TV Cable Mingaguazú. In Hernandarias, Channel 41 on TV Cable Hernandarias. And in Ciudad del Este, Channel 66 on TV Cable Paraná.
In Formosa or Taiwan, on Channel 85 on Multimedia On Demand of Chunghwa Telecom. On Green Island, Channel 61 on Huanyu Cable. In Taipei City, Channel 112 on NetWave Cable TV. In Hualien County, Channel 106 on Dongya Cable TV and Hualien Cable TV. In Penghu County, Channel 3 on Penghu Cable TV. In Jingmen County, Channel 102 on Mingcheng Cable TV. In Taidong County, Channel 106 on Dongtai Cable TV. In Jiayi County, Channel 97 on Guosheng Cable TV. In Potsu City, Channel 90 on Dayang Cable TV. In Jiayi City, Channel 97 on CYC CATV Cable Company. In Yunling County, Channel 108 on Jialian Cable TV and Channel 108 on Beigang Cable TV. In Tainan City, Channel 106 on Xinyong'an Cable TV. In Nantou County, Channel 108 on Zhongtou Cable TV.
In Mongolia, in Hof Province, Channel 21 on Han Altai Cable TV. In Internet City, Channel 26 on Hua Tengger Cable TV. And Channel 50 on Khmer Cable TV. In Subakhtar, Seleng Province, Channel 30 on Mini Mongol. In Darhang Ur Province, Channel 8 on Darhang Broadcasting System. In Channel 44 on Hua Cable Company. In the capital city of Ulaanbaatar, Channel 47 on Supervision, Channel 65 on Orange Cable Company, Channel 12 on MNBC Television or Mongolian Digital Broadcasting. And in Bainzakh in Khan Ul District, Channel 25 on Khimor Cable TV. In Khotor on Channel 21 through the cable provider Gunnarin. In Undakhan City in Khenti Province, Channel 23 on Sampur Company. And in Sanshan City in Darnangob Province, Channel 25 on Sun Power Company.
In the Philippines, in Aklan Province, Antique Province, and Boracay Island, Channel 112 on Calibo Cable TV Network. In Thailand, in Ratchaburi Province, Channel 71 on Ratchaburi Cable TV. In Ampur, Buayai, Channel 70 on Buayai Cable TV. In Germany, in parts of Schleswig-Holstein and Hamburg on Wilhelmtel, and in Hamburg on Willytel, using channel search for Supreme Master TV. In the Netherlands, in Gouda and the surrounding area, Channel 30 on Recam Cable Network. And in Slovenia, Channel 73 on T2 Slovenia.
Supreme Master Television is also accessible online at www.suprememastertv.com with high-quality video and streaming audio broadcast, as well as live mobile TV streaming on Windows smartphones, iPhones and Android smartphones. We have subtitles for all shows. Currently up to 42 languages are available. For your special language, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/subtitles.
In today's news, Brazil's Independence Day is celebrated today. In veg news, plant-based culinary arts are highlighted in Portland, United States. All this and more on Supreme Master Television, your constructive global TV channel.
Today, September 7th, is the fifth anniversary of the inauguration of Supreme Master Television. During the past 5 years, we've had the joy and honor to receive kind words from many loyal viewers. Our deep thankfulness for your enthusiastic encouragement of Supreme Master Television's efforts in public service. On this happy occasion, we especially would like to convey our profound gratitude to beloved Supreme Master Qinghai for her loving care and noble inspiration to create a vegan world of lasting peace. On August 27th, Supreme Master Television's celebration of our fifth anniversary was commemorated with The Real Love, a new musical based on a true heartwarming story and featuring Oscar, Tony and Emmy winners and nominees. With Supreme Master Qinghai's exquisite poetry set to music by Oscar, Tony, Grammy and Emmy nominated and winning composers. American icon Don McLean also mesmerized the audience with his stirring melodies.
So bye-bye, Miss American Pie.
Please be sure to tune in for a full broadcast of this spectacular event in the near future. Throughout today's edition of Noteworthy News, we are delighted to continue our presentation of good wishes sent by dignitaries, celebrities, and friends from around the world.
On this landmark anniversary, we are privileged to share a letter of commendation from the President of the United States of America, His Excellency Barack Obama, who graciously sent warm greetings to Supreme Master Television. During the last year's anniversary celebrations, His Excellency President Barack Obama also recognized Supreme Master Qinghai, world-renowned humanitarian, artist, and spiritual teacher, with the President's Volunteer Service Award of 2010 for her prodigious accomplishments in assisting humanity unconditionally.
Thank you for the dedication you have shown to your community. Our nation relies on the faith and determination of the American people, and I admire your commitment. I wish you all the best in your future endeavors. Sincerely, Barack Obama.
Flying news. Supreme Master Qinghai International Association Relief News Update from Brazil. As heavy rains in August caused severe floods across Rio Grande do Sul state in southern Brazil, about 3,000 people were rendered homeless. Conveying her love and sorrowful prayers, Supreme Master Qinghai had donated $15,000 and asked our association members to please render assistance to those most in need. This amount could acquire $65,000 in goods if purchased in the United States, based on Brazil's cost of living. Covering their own travel expenses of about $2,100, our association's relief team from Brazil was joined by team members from Paraguay.
Together, they delivered a total of 700 food packages to people in the most affected cities of São Sebastião do Caí and Montenegro, with the help of officials and local relief workers. Traveling on to the state of São Paulo, the team brought some necessities to the municipality of El Dorado, which had also been hard hit by the rains. Over 240 food packages were delivered to families, many of whom had lost not only their homes but their farming livelihoods. The supplies included rice, beans, soy milk, and soy protein. SOS flyers were also distributed to help inform the residents about the veg solution to climate change and disasters, with candies that delighted the children.
Peguei enchendo por duas vezes esse ano e agradeço muito essa cesta básica que vocês estão dando, porque isso aí é uma coisa que muitas vezes a gente não conseguia.
Isso é uma coisa muito bonita que foi feita pra gente. A gente agradece a ajuda de vocês.
With appreciation for the help of the local officials, we join in gratefulness to Supreme Master Ching Hai for her loving aid and our association's relief team for their caring service. Our prayers for the continued recovery of the storm-affected Brazilian people and for such distressful events to subside through our kinder treatment of the planet.
Earthquake claims lives in Indonesia. At least three people, including a boy, lost their lives after a powerful magnitude 6.6 quake struck the northern end of Sumatra Island at about 1 a.m. on Tuesday, September 6, with an epicenter just 100 kilometers southwest of Medan, the provincial capital of North Sumatra. The quake damaged homes and other buildings, according to the National Disaster Management Agency.
Further north in Aceh province, electrical poles collapsed onto homes in the hard-hit town of Singkil, causing blackouts, with hundreds of residents who were moved to temporary shelters as officials assessed the damage. In towns and villages across both provinces, people fled out of their homes and hotels in panic, with hospitals being evacuated as well. In cities, such as Medan, as it struck in a region similar to a massive tremor that hit in December 2004, the quake was especially distressing to area residents, and many refused to return to their homes for fear of aftershocks. Fatalities are also expected to rise as remote areas are searched.
Supreme Master Ching Hai requested that our nearby association members please go if possible to assist the quake-stricken, pledging $10,000 for urgent supplies if needed, with all her love and prayers. This amount could acquire $110,000 in supplies if purchased in the United States based on Indonesia's cost of living. Our appreciation, Indonesian officials and personnel, for your swift response, as we also thank Supreme Master Ching Hai for her wholehearted concern and assistance.
With sadness for the loss of precious lives, we pray that such calamities may lessen as all of humanity chooses more considerate, eco-stabilizing ways.
Destroys hundreds of homes in Texas, USA. As of Tuesday morning, September 6, firefighters struggled to contain a blaze that had destroyed almost 600 homes in central Texas, as over 35 wildfires still raged across the state, with new fires as of Sunday that had engulfed another 30,000 acres in 17 counties. A mother and her 18-month-old child lost their lives when they were unable to escape the approaching flames in time. Some 5,000 residents had also been evacuated as of Monday. With prolonged drought bringing no significant rainfall to central Texas for a year, officials noted that since December 2010, fires have consumed a record 3.6 million acres, an area that is the size of the state of Connecticut.
With all her love and sorrowful prayers, Supreme Master Ching Hai offered $20,000 for urgent items and asked that our association members please go if possible to bring comfort to the most vulnerable. We are grateful for the persistent and courageous efforts of the firefighters, as well as for Supreme Master Ching Hai's wholehearted support. Our prayers for the safety of humans and wildlife alike, and that such dangerous conditions are alleviated through our gentler steps on the earth as a vegan world.
Supreme Master Ching Hai wants to convey this message of gratitude to all governments, organizations, and relief workers from every corner of the world. Thank you, all the international and national help that brings care and necessities to afflicted victims. Thank you, all the relief workers, for taking time and forsaking your own comfort, even traveling great distance on unfavorable roads and conditions to bring love and assistance to people in time of need. May heaven bless you abundantly for your generosity and noble sacrifice.
There's a fundamental illusion in the world that somehow people are separate from nature.
There isn't one living system that is stable.
Our food is becoming poison.
There's an ocean crisis that is occurring right now.
Making people realize that they are not separate from that web of life and biodiversity on the planet.
There's a real link between diet and environment.
Whereas 20 years ago there were perhaps 200 natural disasters a year, now we're facing something more like 400.
None of us want to be environment refugees.
So we're seeing effects already, but there's much more in the pipeline.
Some have tried to claim that the science is unconfirmed. They are wrong.
Everybody can give up meat.
We're going to have a much less meat-based diet.
That is serious. I think diet needs to be addressed.
What can the European Parliament do, and the governments of the world? I suggest that they could encourage and guide people to reduce meat consumption.
One of the huge answers to our global crisis is more...
It's no longer a personal choice.
To help the environment, it's better than driving a hybrid car.
This is something that's going to affect the whole of the planet.
I think it's really beautiful and amazing that the food that heals us is also the same food that heals the planet.
Perhaps even more importantly is the impact of a vegan diet on the planet.
You know, animal farming is also the single largest source of nutrient pollution, which is extremely destructive.
80% of the area that is destroyed in the Amazon is occupied by cattle today.
Fire burning is a major contributor to the problems, and more often than not, they're clearing forests so that they can do grazing of cattle.
About only having some 97 months left in which to ensure greenhouse gas emissions reach their absolute peak. Otherwise, it may well be too late.
A puppy's heart. I'm just a teeny pup, but my love's overflowing with full devotion to my caretaker. For my whole life I'll never waver. Thank you for your generosity, looking after my humble life, giving me yum-yum food and refreshing drinks, a soft mattress plus cozy blankets. In my heart you alone exist, my idol and master for life, every day waiting by the gate and guarding to keep you safe at night. Oh, how lovely you are, my eyes on you dwell forever. Your hands gentle and soothing brighten up my very being. I love you beyond expression. When you're gone, I feel misery. I love you till eternity. If in your place I should have to die, in the end, I would still smile happily. Oh, how I love you so.
Be veg, go green to save the planet.
We can still save the planet.
Day 504.
Be vegan, Supreme Master Qinghai.
All Africa Games inaugurated in Mozambique. Some 5,000 men and women from 48 countries have come together for the 10th All Africa Games in the nation's capital city, Maputo, where they are participating in 24 different sporting activities through September 18th. Addressing the opening ceremony on Sunday, September 4th, Mozambican President Armando Guebuza stated that the games symbolize African unity, as he affirmed a dedication to promoting peace across the continent and called on all athletes to offer their best in a friendly atmosphere. Bravo, Mozambique, African athletes and all visitors, for your participation and support of this lively and exciting event. May the 10th All Africa Games be graced with outstanding sportsmanship amidst warm-hearted pride and respect.
Save Our Planet, Global Forest Restoration Initiative launched in Germany. A select group of international ministers, business leaders and conservationists convened on Thursday, September 1st in the city of Bonn for a two-day meeting to discuss ways to restore some portion of the 2 billion hectares of the world's deforested lands. At the meeting's conclusion, they announced the formation of an alliance called the Bond Challenge and pledged, with the support of the environmental non-profit World Resources Institute, or WRI, and the International Union for Conservation of Nature, or IUCN, to restore 150 million hectares of forests in different areas across the globe. Commenting on the new initiative, former Swedish Prime Minister Göran Persson stated, "Restoring 150 million hectares of degraded lands represents an exciting and largely untapped opportunity to create more jobs and economic growth, while also protecting our climate. Our sincere accolades, Bond Challenge participants, for your commitment to this noble project that will benefit lives and the environment. Blessed be such endeavours in helping renew a balance with nature that brings peace to all beings on Earth."
Save our planet. Biologists with the Parks and Wildlife Department in Texas, USA, report on September 1, 2011, that about 124,000 fish suffocated in Lake Grapevine due to a prolonged heat wave that caused oxygen levels to drop too low for their survival.
Save our planet. As reported on September 3, 2011, residents near Iran's Lake Oromiye, one of the largest inland saltwater bodies in the world, expressed their concern and asked for help saving the lake, which is now in danger of drying out, with salt dust residues that are endangering the environment, as well as placing 40 million people at risk of being displaced.
Warning news. With 9 people recently hospitalized with listeria infections, 2 of whom died, the state of Colorado, USA, on September 2, 2011, issued an urgent alert recommending avoidance of foods often contaminated with the bacteria, such as soft cheeses, canned fish, hot dogs, and other processed meats.
Greetings, friends. I'm Ko the Koo, here with my lovely wife, Ju.
We're 2 of the stars of Supreme Master Qinghai's number 1 international bestseller, The Noble Wilds.
Our delicious plant-based diet contains no animal products.
Today, we have a tip on the delicious summer squash, which is actually available year-round. It includes a number of varieties, such as zucchini, globe squash, and patty pan squash.
All types of squash are a good source of fiber, vitamin A and B, and potassium.
This nutritious food can be eaten raw by itself or as a scrumptious addition to salads, appetizers, or sandwiches.
It can also be cooked and used in soups or sauces, and as an ingredient in yummy vegan cakes and biscuits.
Enjoy this versatile and flavorful offering of nature.
Thanks so much for being veg and going green to save the planet.
And thank you for watching.
Now the weather around the world.
in cultural news, today is Brazil's Independence Day, honoring its sovereignty achieved in 1822. South America's most sizable nation and fifth largest country in the world, Brazil is known for its abundance of flora and fauna. The Cerrado, which is among the Earth's most biologically diverse savannas and oldest tropical ecosystems, contains over 10,000 species of plants. Chapada dos Veadeiros and Imas National Parks in the Cerrado are United Nations Educational, Scientific and Cultural Organization World Heritage Sites. Brazil's immense 6 million hectare Central Amazon Conservation Complex is also a World Heritage Site and the vastest protected region in the Amazon Basin. We wish all Brazilians a festive Independence Day. Up next on Noteworthy News, the vegan Iron Chef showcases delectable plant-based fare. We'll sing a short hymn to thank God for our life-giving world. See you soon. Stay tuned for more pleasant news here on Supreme Master Television.
E Internacional. Así recordamos esta fecha.
¿Qué tal amigos de Supreme Master Television?
Les saluda el elenco del programa Pelando Lobo de Costa Rica. Este servidor Norval Calvo,
Natalia Monge
y Antonio Hernández. ¡Sé vegano!
¡Sé ecológico!
¡Salva el planeta!
Welcome back to Noteworthy News, concerning news for a gracious world. In Veg News, plant-based culinary arts are highlighted in Portland, Oregon, United States. More than 300 people came to watch the second annual Vegan Iron Chef competition in Oregon's largest city. Mr. Piper Dixon, Miss Morgan Grünstein-Helvey, and Mr. Jeff Reiderbock shared their creative skills as they prepared appetizers, entrees, and desserts with ginger, the theme ingredient of the contest.
We're stepping up the quality of what we're presenting to people, and I think that is going to be inspiring to people outside of the vegan community. Let them know that this is the way we need to go as a species, to eat more compassionately. We'll clean up the environment this way. We'll clean up our own personal health, our community health, and strengthen the economy, you know.
It's just important to get as much of the word of eating a vegetable-based diet out to the community.
World Vegan, World Peace.
Owner of the vegan food cart Kitchen Dances, Mr. Dixon, was the winner. His dazzling dishes included coconut curry soup with a ginger cherry chutney and roasted vegetables with a ginger basil pesto. A perfect score was awarded by the judges for his chocolate tart, chocolate-covered strawberry and truffle. Congratulations, Mr. Piper Dixon, and also many thanks, Ms. Morgan Grünstein-Helvey and Mr. Jeff Reiderbock, for your amazing plant-based culinary delights. In addition, our appreciation organizers of this wonderful event for raising awareness about cruelty-free eating. May 100% vegan earth soon become a reality.
Time to share some laughter with a joke told by Supreme Master Qinghai entitled, Would You?
One man asked the other, if you had two cars, would you give me one? Second man said, of course. First man, if you had two horses, would you give me one? Second man said, of course. The first man asked again, if you had two chickens, would you give me one? Second man said, no. First man, why not? Second man, because I really have two chickens.
And now for our viewers' heartline on the video conference World Vegan World Peace, A Conscious Choice in Illinois, USA on August 11, 2011 with guest of honor Supreme Master Qinghai in an interview with the Honorable Frank Avila, a vegan, and the Honorable Patricia Horton, commissioners of the Metropolitan Water Reclamation District of Greater Chicago. Joining the discussion was Ms. Sherry Avila, a vegan teacher and docent for the Loyola University Museum of Art and for the Irish American Heritage Center.
Hi, I'm watching the World Vegan World Peace, A Conscious Choice conference held in Chicago. I'm so glad to know that there are such loving and enlightened government officials in the USA. I wish that all government officials in the world can be the same. Then all problems we have will be solved. Thank you for the good work. God bless you. Audrey from Coquitlam, Canada.
Exuberant Audrey, Your positive note is much appreciated. We also pray that the time is soon coming when all government officials and co-citizens realize that the plant-based diet has everything to offer, including protecting health, saving lives, and bringing about a global era of harmony. May heaven's grace be with you and the gentle-hearted people of Canada.
Do you have a heartline today? We welcome your heartlines and stories. Please send them to heartline@suprememastertv.com, the address on your screen, or visit www.suprememastertv.com/heartline. Thank you for spending time with us on Noteworthy News.
May the providence bless your heart and uplift your spirit.
I want to say congratulations to Supreme Master Television on your 5th anniversary. All the way from Aleltu, Ethiopia, this is Anna Gintana at the Ethiopian Children's Fund. Thank you.
The world is full of good news.
The following are just a few.
At a summit bringing together the presidents of Afghanistan, Pakistan, Tajikistan and Russia, the leaders express unanimous support for efforts leading to Afghanistan's national reconciliation, as they also discuss ways to further collaborate while prioritizing regional peace.
Japan donates nearly 15,000 metric tons of wheat to Ethiopia to help alleviate drought-related food shortages and to stabilize food prices for the nation's people.
The 2011 Arab Film Festival in Rotterdam, the Netherlands, is featuring 40 films from 20 different countries with the goal of supporting Arab cinema while encouraging greater understanding among Arab and European peoples.
Archaeologists in Georgia's Borjomi Gorge discover the remains of human giants who measured up to 3 meters tall and lived some 25,000 years ago, confirming previous speculation about ancient Eurasians of this size who were thought to have developed separately from other civilizations.
U.S. researchers at Johns Hopkins University reached the prototype testing phase of a new robotic arm prosthetic that responds to thoughts to control its movement and is hoped will benefit many spinal cord injury patients.
South Korean Buddhist monks travel together with their North Korean counterparts in a rare joint service as they pray together for harmony and commemorate the 1,000th anniversary of a sacred Korean Buddhist scripture engraving.
We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies, everywhere in the world, for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
For more details,
please visit www.suprememastertv.com/NWN.